I'm no Superman.
What show is that from?
Scrubs.
With Zach Braff. And his friend.
Yeah, and Turk.
JD and Turk.
What was it? Chocolate Bear and what was the only...
We called him JD.
He problematic.
He called him Mocha Bear, and then my friend in middle school who was half black, we started calling him Mocha Bear from that.
Wasn't it Chocolate Bear? We would get in trouble.
We would get in trouble for it. But I remember it was like...
Did he like it?
He liked it. That was his screen name, Mocha Bear.
Really?
Yeah.
Loved it.
He loved it.
Yeah.
Mm. Yep, good show. Good show, Zach Braff.
Yeah, that show's good.
and Turk's wife, of course.
The beautiful Roxy,
of course.
Chocolate Bear and Vanilla Bear.
Oh, wow. Somebody said Mocha Bear at one point because
Mocha Bear.
He loved apple teenies.
Who liked apple teenies?
JD. Yeah.
I wanted to try an apple teeny so bad.
Have you never had then. One?
I never have still.
We should
go out. Oh my god, you've had them?
Yes, no, and they're delicious.
It's really delicious.
It's like a, candy. Sweet candy drink.
Oh, I love a nasty acidic cocktail.
Yes. Cosmos are good as fuck.
Cosmos are great. Oh yeah,
Cosmos. The occasional time when I'm like, you know what, I'm gonna be crazy order a Cosmo. I love it.
Or a Long Island iced tea. That is delicious.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Same as the Cosmo. That's in the realm of Cosmo.
They're just drinks that I know. Yes. A mint julep.
A mint julep.
Manhattan.
Negroni. That's kind of a boy drink.
Manhattan? Does that taste like shit?
Yeah, right?
It's just whiskey.
It's a whiskey based
I like them, but it's a boy drink.
I do not fuck with liquor.
Full
stop.
Well, what
kind of apple teeny would you get? I don't know.
Non-alcoholic apple teeny, please.
Fair enough. You got me. All right.
Bitch.
Get your ass.
Do not come for me today.
All right. I'll shift to Rick. If I'm going to poke holes, I'm going to get it for you.
You're going to poke holes in me, is what you're saying. Yeah.
I'm not going to be
I'd like to see you try poke holes in me, buddy. There's no holes to be found.
Yeah, but you're so fucking tall, I probably wouldn't even notice.
Huh? Oh!
Yeah. Oh! I'm no Superman.
He's too tall, everyone.
And welcome to the Last Friday Night Podcast.
Oh my god. Are we recording?
Oh my god. Are we? Seriously.
And we're here to talk about all things coupled to thruple. I am obsessed, guys. How about you?
This show
is so mid. Funny. Yeah, it's
the most mid show I've seen in years. No stars.
Okay. It also, I think, proves that polyamory is annoying as fuck, and polyamorous people are annoying as fuck, and you think the idea of it is really fun and sexy, where it's you get three people, maybe four people, five people, you all are kissing, and it's sexy.
How about just fuck someone every now and then?
Which is what normal people should do, but it's the whole thing is them having conversations about like, my feelings. Oh, I actually felt a little bad when I saw you touch her and you weren't touching me in the same way.
The blonde couple?
Yeah.
She is not into it.
She's not ready. She's not equipped.
She can't do it. And it's sweet how she's trying. But she's only making it hotter for them. By being like, and you can't do that. And you can't. Sorry, that's the sauce.
I know you guys have this really intense physical thing.
I'm not very sexual. Yeah. I only like having sex like once a day.
So then when they do get to do whatever, they're like, fuck.
Also, that guy is such a brainless
LA
fucking
idiot. I can't believe the other girl wants to fuck him.
He's
weird.
For the most part, them being like... you have to just want to be on a show because them talking about how they're attracted to these couples, like, I'm like... Why?
I know, yeah.
They're all annoying.
And it is at the single meet and greets, they really are throwing themselves. They're down for anything.
Yeah,
They'll do it all for you.
The new couple who came in, like the queer couple, they were like, we're from Bushwick, New York.
Yeah.
I was like, oh my.
And I'm a gay guy.
Is Bushwick a
It's a city.
City?
Bushwick is a city.
I thought it was more of a mindset.
And this Bushwick is a city where all of the LGBT queerdos.
You don't just put, when I lived in Bushwick, I put Brooklyn, New York.
Nope, you write Bushwick, New York. You write
Bushwick, New York. That blew me away. Yeah. And it's basically, yeah, they're really insane.
They look sick. They've got nasty, skinny bodies.
Then when they picked the tallest guy there, and he picked them both up in his arms, and they were all doing three-way makeout. But he was holding them.
Yeah.
Like, wow, I've never experienced anything like that.
That looked painful.
He's like,
Yeah. And they're like,
grabbing him by the grundle of both of them.
Yeah.
Palming.
He's got his fingers inside them.
Now that would be something.
Now that would be impressive.
You could send them on little spins.
Yeah.
Ooh, like a basketball.
Yeah, like basketball.
Who's that?
Slim the stick bug.
Slim the stick
just
bug.
Just like Slim.
From Bug's Life.
What about him, though?
That's what the guy looks like.
Oh, yeah.
Looking like Slim.
The
gay guys are crazy in that show, of course.
Oh, yeah, those two gay guys are nuts.
Oh, my God. Yeah. I love Ritam.
I like him, too. He's kind of a star. I like Ashmal.
No, he's crazy. The other one is nice.
I don't like Ashmal.
I
like the one who's...
the idiot, that dumb bozo?
The one who was having a very hard time and was being very quiet.
He's so annoying.
I hated the way he was acting, but I feel bad for him.
Don't go on Couple to Thruple.
Wait, but I haven't seen the most recent... Well, then the second, their boyfriend was hot.
Yeah, he was the hottest one there. I wanted to have sex with him.
Yeah. So funny hearing him be like, he's like, I'm genuinely here to be in a throuple. Like he was like, I don't really like the way they're acting. I was like, damn.
If you're not ready, you have to have a solid foundation as a couple.
Yeah.
Before you, and I also like how it's like their constant fight is like, well, we have to become a good couple so we can be a throuple. It's like, well, you're not even a good couple.
If the foundation isn't there, then
I'd love to see more from that expert. Huh?
The expert?
What? What's going on over here? What's the side talk here?
With a little whispers.
We can't have two conversations in one podcast.
Sorry. I keep getting scared that you're going to catch on fire on the flame, which is completely unfounded, but it's just something
Brian's so crazy, and then Nico thinks that's really funny, too, because I'm so crazy.
No, I just...
Catch myself on fire, huh? Is that what you think?
Well, I just did something weird. I just went, like, to, like, make my fear known, like, for me or something. It was like...
Okay, yeah.
I didn't think anyone would notice. What, fire freaks me out sometimes.
Yeah.
I agree. It's scary.
It can be scary.
Yeah.
Here, let's bring it to the forefront.
No.
What? It's a
put
candle.
Put it down. Put it down.
It's a candle. Are you guys on drugs right now? What the hell?
Yes.
It's a candle. Yeah, I guess you guys are a little high. What the hell?
Does it smell like anything?
We can't tell you, but it smells so.
It smells so good.
Wait, what were you guys talking about? Sorry.
Gotta have foundation.
You gotta have that solid foundation.
If you're gonna be in a couple, if they're gonna turn that into a throuple, you better have a solid foundation.
And everyone's like a raver. Like half of the people are ravers.
Yeah, they're like festival.
They're
heads.
Like festival
that
people.
Makes sense.
That's a weird.
That
thing.
Makes sense. Where I think they would think that they want to be in a throuple because one, they're brain damaged from all the drugs that they're doing, and also when you're on those drugs at those festivals, it becomes very like, I love you. Mm-hmm. We're all connected.
A lot of them are spiritual.
Everyone around me. Mm-hmm. Yeah. You want to? You have so much love to give. You want to give? Why limit it to just one person? You want to give it to a bunch of people.
I don't think I ever hit record on the video.
Really?
Yeah.
We can jump.
It's fine.
We gotta just start. Yeah. Well, okay. Yeah. You hit record on the video?
Yes.
Oh. Okay. All right. I'm sorry. I didn't realize. Yes.
Nico thinks of everything.
Sorry. Thank you.
Of course.
Producer Nico. Yeah. Sorry. I thought that was my responsibility.
Bro,
y'all
are tripping.
But it wasn't. That's great.
That's funny.
Ain't that a nice feeling, folks?
Yeah.
Not my problem. Yeah, you know what I mean?
Do you guys want to be in a throuple? Or maybe a quadruple?
No.
Or a quintuple?
You know, I wouldn't Sex mind having a secret family.
Secret family?
You know?
Well, that's different. Back in the old days, people used to just cheat.
Yeah. Well, no, but what I want is Nico and I have our sort of, we're in a great relationship and, you know, but we're, you know, not ready for kids or anything like that. You know,
no,
obviously we're, we gotta be financially secure and stuff like that. And that's even if we,
decide to have kids.
Right. We're, or if we decide to just have more cats. Anyway,
pretty much you've got a crazy cat couple.
But I would like to have that, and then go. Yes.
Yeah, that'd be funny.
And then be able to every other week go to a for sort of very serious family situation where we're drowning in debt. And
you have another family,
and I just have a family. Yeah, worth like three kids and a wife who has no idea about Nico, and
Thinks
about work all the time.
That's what you want?
Yeah, man. What? Call me a romantic. I'm like
J-Lo. Well, family's what it's all about.
Yeah. Yes, at the end of the day.
People think I'm crazy. The message from This Is Me Now. The message from This Is Me Now that I took is that if people think you're crazy, that you are actually the hero and you're going to meet yourself.
That's true. Yeah. And that's exactly what the lesson is, and that's exactly true.
I'm going to be able to
Zero to hero. Mm-hmm.
This is me. Now.
That's the hit song.
Yeah, the hit
that's
song.
That's just hitting me.
Yes. You thought we were just making that up.
Yeah.
Wait, you said you had feelings about the buff couple in
I love them.
I think they're heinous.
I like them too.
I wanna sleep in the middle between them two.
That's foul. His fedora.
Yeah, man.
He looks like you.
Exactly. That's
also,
like.
Oh, I love how they show like the movement under the sheets.
Yeah, the,
like fast.
Yeah.
The fapping.
That is. I liked the way that the married couple was fucking the first girl, where there were two girls on the bottom and he was on top making out with both of them.
Yeah.
I was like, oh my god, is he going penis in out? Penis in a woman.
Wow.
That's hot.
Yeah, pretty cool.
That is hot.
See, so you do want to spend a forbidden night with the muscly couple.
No, I want my boyfriend to fuck me in some bitch.
Some floozy bitch.
Yeah.
And which comedian, friend of mine, would it be?
In the community, would you like to have lay beside you getting
Someone
fucked?
Someone who posts lascivious pictures that your boyfriend, you know, saves to his phone.
Shut up.
What? Well, what? No. I mean,
everybody, they all do it. They all be doing it.
Lascivious pictures to their
lascivious
phones.
Lascivious. Ooh, a new word.
That's
put
right.
In my bank.
Vocabulary.
Yes, lascivious.
Yes, we are actually sort of a brain food on this podcast, aren't we?
Yes, we are brain food for you, the listener.
So this next segment, this next segment is going to be called Brain Food.
Brain Food.
Munchables Corner. We're going to have more segments on the podcast.
More segments.
Yes. And this
good
is
good idea.
This is branded by Bucked Up. This is the Bucked Up Brain Food
bucked
munching.
Up. We're getting bucked up on Brain Food.
Come on to the trough, and there's little bite-sized
little brain foods.
Yeah, brain food is just like clumps.
So what's our brain food today, Professor Brian?
Oh, my phone's recording.
That's my phone.
Okay,
it just looks like your phone.
First of all, it's brought by our sponsors at Bucked
He's
Up.
Like,
Bucked Up.
Bucked Up actually features Teacrine and Dynamite and Alpha Size. When Alpha Size is also a registered registered trademark of Chemi Neutra. So,
what?
Das Labs was also involved in this.
Whoa.
And this is the sponsored by Bucked Up. So,
and that was Brain Food.
That was the Brain Food Corner. Thank you.
I hope your brain is full right now.
That's right.
Oh, my head.
It's so full.
Bucked Up energy. What other flavors were there of that?
Cream.
They're both. Yes. They're both cream.
Spone.
Light and heavy.
Spone.
Spone. Yeah.
Cream, spone, cream's corn.
Cream corn, cream broccoli.
I've been, I've been kind of shaking my balls up before I release and making a lot of spome at home.
Actually, I've been saving
a ton of money. You get that nice and foamy in the balls, essentially.
You lather it.
Yeah. It's like shaking up a Diet Coke, but shaking up your balls, it makes it all foamy and foamy.
Then you foam it all out, over your bedspread.
It feels extra amazing when you foam.
Yes. As opposed to
regular cream.
I'll have to try that out.
I'm not really sure how you would shake up your pussy to give more of a spone, but
I'm sure of how I would shake it up.
I'm sure.
Silly goose.
Well,
maybe
that's
with
good.
Some pipe cleaners.
Maybe some dirt.
Spone it up. Spone all over my bedspread. That's what I'm talking about.
So who do you want to have a threesome with your boyfriend with?
I don't know yet.
We'll think about it.
I'm in the process.
Oh, okay. Oh, wow. You're thinking about it.
We're not there yet. Don't... It's new. Yeah. Oh, you guys are making me insecure.
We're just asking.
Well, it's almost that time, you know. And I mean, in New York City, I don't know if you know this, but the threesome comes up about 2 months into the relationship.
It's hard. The threat of polyamory is like a scary black plague coming. Yeah. You think you can see it the whole time. Was that it? God, let's just have a good time together, please. Mm-hmm. Just love only me, please. Please, why are there others? Temptresses.
So much love to give, and he has so much love to give.
And you're
there's
cloudy.
So many sexy girls in this city.
That's why you gotta get
all over.
That's why I'm gonna get as much clout
We're
as
we're a monogamous couple, and we both like that.
That is really cute.
Producer Nico and I, we have recently decided to be monogamous just yesterday.
You're not polyamorous anymore?
We never really talked about it. We decided to just see each other yesterday.
Oh, you're coming out as monogamous.
We're coming out as a couple,
Aww.
Yeah. Wow. We just hadn't gotten to that stage. We moved in and everything.
Yeah, I always thought they were just your roommate.
Yeah, well, like you were saying, I was scared because, you know, we were living together and everything, but there's just, you know.
People say not to date your roommate, but this was a success story.
This was a success story.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
To start dating your roommate if you didn't know each other before.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's really cool.
It is. And then you are like, I'm actually going to go in my room. Want to stew in my room tonight?
And make
breakfast in the morning. That's nice. You know, I did see Cameron Diaz said that she and Benji Madden from Good Charlotte, they're married.
Benji Madden.
Sleep in separate rooms. And she said it's a key to their marriage. Or like they have separate rooms.
Yeah. I think that is so true.
That is awesome.
Yeah.
And you can wake up in the morning and go in and be like, let's cuddle. It's the morning.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Good morning.
I don't know. Call me old fashioned.
I like the marital bed.
I like the marital bed. I like the royal bed. Yeah.
I get that.
And my side is, you can tell it's all wrinkled and damp, you know. I sweat nervously all night.
Brown
on the bottom, spomy on the other side.
Spomy on the top.
Layer of foam on top of the diarrheals.
And the crust. Diarrheals, yes.
Yes, the corn cobs. Yeah.
Fish bones.
fish bones is so—it's so funny.
Oh, that was a fish bone. I know it.
Yeah,
we just
get out all the little
spine
fish bone coming out of me.
It's nice to eat, but
fish bones are nice to eat.
I was always
They come out whole.
Yeah,
though it's not nice to eat. Actually, it's sharp.
And they actually will get in my salmon to my very fucking chagrin.
That is not cool. That is not cool. You do not want to see that in your salmon.
Not my salmon. Not my salmon, my asparagus. And it only took me 30 minutes.
Salmon and asparagus, that is a yummy, yummy
classic
meal.
Classic.
Yummy. Yes.
Healthy. Yes. Heart healthy.
Yeah.
Ooh.
That's actually what dish I've been making. I've been posting about it. Creamy pasta. It's basically creamy pasta with asparagus mixed in.
Wow.
And it is so
what's the cream?
Yummy. Alfredo sauce.
From Bertolli?
Yes. It's so good. Lots of asparagus.
Nico and I made
stinky pee-pees.
Nico and I made pasta from scratch and sauce from scratch.
Pasta from scratch.
Yeah, was it awesome?
They have a little pasta attachment on that Cuisinart there. And it was really good.
Wow. What kind of pasta?
Yeah, what kind of pasta?
Fettuccine. We made
fettuccine.
Of course,
yummy.
Yeah, yummy.
And yeah, we made a sauce to go with it.
Was that to celebrate your monogamy?
Neither of us had plans that day, so we just decided to cook at home, and then I actually got really, I was day drinking all day, so I didn't end up eating any of it.
Yeah. So you were just drinking booze all day.
I was just boozing all day, you know me. Sometimes on a Tuesday I'll say, this one's gone. 10 in the morning.
Is that better?
Down the booze, I guess.
Well, shit. I wasn't going to do nothing important.
That's a whole bottle of vodka.
Yeah.
I love watching those videos
of
someone drink like vodka. A whole...
Shoenice?
Does Shoenice do that? Oh,
Shoenice, who's that? A YouTube star?
Yeah. I only know his name.
Drinks a whole bottle of vodka in one. Like you could, I could not.
Oh. He looks.
He looks
fucked.
Twisted.
Fucked.
Man, yeah. I mean, being a YouTube internet person, being any kind of internet person, fucks you.
Okay.
Oh, I'm trying to get off the internet.
Do you guys remember I showed you that person, Tiago Azevedo? On Instagram, I showed it to you. I was like, this is one of the like mentally ill people I follow. Mm-hmm. And it was like almost, it was so dark that it wasn't even like, we were all kind of like,
yeah,
okay.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh yeah.
And he looks fucking crazy.
Yeah.
So I think he's like a super wealthy, like art world person. I'm not sure if he's like born into like a shit ton of money. I think that's what it is.
Yeah.
But every time he comes up on my thing, I'm like upset, or I'm like, oh my God, like, why aren't more people fucking talking about this person?
Yeah.
So then I looked up his name and on Reddit, because I was like, I want to hear something.
Yeah.
I think he must pay someone to scrub. There's nothing about him.
Yeah.
And he's like, has a lot of followers and he's really unwell.
Yeah,
and all the comments are like he'll do a walk down 8th Avenue and it's like, an hour-long video on Instagram where he's just talking like, hello, everybody. Today I went on a walk. I'm doing an amazing impression.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Yes.
There's just nothing.
Yeah.
About no one, like all the comments, sorry, I'm getting scattered
because
I'm excited.
No.
all the comments are like, Tiago, you are such an inspiration. I love you.
Yeah.
I love watching your walking videos. Like,
there's
it makes me
like,
feel there's
up?
Nothing that's like, yo, look at this crazy mofo. Huh. Nothing.
Huh.
You definitely
there's
he must
nothing
have
on
an
Reddit
assistant who deletes all the negative comments. Or
where
something.
Is another place where I could find something?
I don't know.
Silk Road.
Yeah.
I don't know where to
Silk
go.
Road.
I'm like
for information.
Yeah, I get like little obsessions with people who don't matter at all. Yeah,
maybe we should get Detective Corn on the case.
Oh, I'm Detective Corn.
And this is the Detective Corner, a new segment.
Detective Corner.
Detective Corner.
Where Detective Corn investigates. And sometimes he goes down an internet rabbit hole.
Sometimes. And he's made of corn.
And he's made of corn and he's very horny.
And here comes hot butter and,
and
you know.
Yes, corn kernels pop into popcorn when he spumes himself.
Yes,
with Chumley. Remember Chumley, everybody?
Yeah.
Chumley. Woo, let's give it up for Chumley.
And he's got a stalk up his ass.
Yes. Because he's made of corn.
Yeah. And he's a horrible drunk, like a lot of TV. Oh, what if there's a True Detective with Detective Corn? That's what I was going to say last
season five.
Episode. Season 5.
Season 5 is Detective Corn.
And we'll make it as unwoke as possible.
Yes.
We'll
make it.
And it's going to be played by Matthew Perry hologram.
Yes.
Matthew
Perry hologram.
Yeah, Matthew Perry
hologram. I just watched 17 again.
Oh.
The movie with him and Zac Efron.
Yeah, yeah. Who does he play in that?
He plays older Zac Efron.
Oh.
But he becomes 17 again. Yeah. Zac Efron was really good in that.
Yeah.
He's a great
he's a great actor.
He's a natural
he's
performer.
Not I feel like there's rumors that he's gay, right?
Yes.
Yeah, I guess.
There's the.
Yeah.
He looks gay.
There was like a scene where he like picks up his love. Mm-hmm. I got a funny feeling when I watched it.
I don't know. I mean, it's who's for us to say, you know? It's
absolutely. You're so speculate. Right.
Yeah.
I had an Uber driver in LA once where he was like, oh, Zac Efron? Big homo.
Really? Like
yeah. I picked him up in West Hollywood. Mm. He was with a bunch of guys.
Mm.
I mean, take that as you will.
Yeah. Believe it.
He was great.
Yeah,
but Matthew Perry did. I was looking for signs of drugs, and he did look pretty tired. Mm-hmm. And it was interesting watching it. I was like, "Oh, like when you're a big star, like he was on Friends. He's like a huge deal. They're just gonna continue putting you in random movies, you will keep getting to do something,
even if you look like dog shit.
Yeah, and like he's just showing up how he is, and they're like, we asked Matthew Perry to be in the movie, so that's who it is.
I guess he looks like that.
Yeah, it was kind of. I was like, he does really look tired.
He was such a handsome young man.
I know. Oh, it's devastating.
We were because I feel like. I was saying this to Nico last night, you know, I feel like everyone kind of makes their skin kind of shitty and bad in their 20s and then fixes it in their 30s, you know,
skincare era.
They treat themselves better and stuff. I think I'm in that as well. I'm in the process of deep, you're not going to believe me in 3 months, everybody. And everybody is going to be sorry in 3 months as well. They're going to kiss my feet.
When your skincare is...
When
when you is on fleet.
Era. Yeah, and I get some of these surgeries I've been talking about. Yeah.
Your big mind surgery.
My mega mind surgery.
And the crimson chin.
And I'm getting the crimson chin. I'm going to get A cups, a little tiny sort of Ariana Grande.
Tiny boobies.
Ariana Grande style.
Wow. Brian, but with little perky boobies.
Yeah, with perky little tits. I'll let everyone smack
them. Will you wear a bra?
Yeah, I'll wear a little, a sports bra.
A sports bra.
I'll be like a kind of Lululemon girl, you know.
Ooh.
Yeah. Anyway, that's good. What was my original point with that?
I'm getting bricked up just thinking about that.
Yeah. yeah.
Wearing your Lululemon pants.
Yep,
with your little titties underneath that bra.
Ooh.
Ooh. I want workout clothes for real.
Yeah. They're
like,
cool.
Good workout clothes.
Yeah. It's a good look. It's a good look.
It's a good look. They're cool.
Just wearing workout clothes?
Yeah.
Depends.
No, I forgot.
Depends on if your body is T or not.
Yeah,
because if it's not, I don't want to look at that.
Yeah.
When I was in LA, I tried on this sweater like for the costumes, and it was by Aloe, A-L-O.
Mm-hmm.
And it was the most amazing feeling sweater I've ever put on. It was like this like really heavy, like it's like an like yoga sweatshirt with a hood. And it was huge.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh my God, I have to get this. And then I looked it up and it was $300 or $280. I'm exaggerating. But look up A-L-O heavy yoga sweatshirt.
Heavy yoga
sweater. This is like what I looked up. Yes.
Well,
maybe something else was $300.
While we're doing that, let's do the
$130 for a sweatshirt is also crazy.
Let's do the liquid corner, the liquid station, where we talk about some of the things we've drank today.
Ooh,
and what
we're
drinking now. I already mentioned my Bucked Up. It's a Rocket Pop flavor.
Rocket Pop,
and it's awful.
I drank a carton of Tropicana orange juice when I got here.
Yeah.
Just because I wanted that. It's a look.
Yeah, you wanted that sassy little look.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Like Ice Spice would do something like that, I bet.
Really?
Yeah, that's like something Ice Spice would do.
Well, actually, I thought of it. So it's actually not like an Ice Spice.
Not that I've seen her do it.
It seems like her vibe kind of
thing she would do.
Drinking like a carton of milk.
Yeah. Yeah. Eating some applesauce.
getting it all over her face. Yeah, yeah. And her tits. Yeah. And her butt.
Yeah, her butt.
Her butt hanging out, and there's applesauce on it because she sat in it after she spit it out.
Yeah. Oh, wait, damn.
Because there was a bug in it.
And her lips are all chapped. Her lips are all chapped. And her lips are chapped. She's licking them, so it's like all red around her mouth and around her lips.
Yes, and she has pink eye.
Mm-hmm.
You guys are getting me excited. I'm all excited over here. Today.
Your hair is on fire.
I am horny as fuck. I'm so fucking horny. It's because I'm single. If anybody out there wants to fuck me,
have you been fucking?
While you're single,
have I been fucking? Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Buddy. Nice, you stay fucking. I feel like.
I stay fucking. Yeah, buddy.
That's cool. Yeah, buddy.
Yeah, buddy. That's our new. New catchphrase, by
new
the way.
New catchphrase for Last Friday Night Podcast.
Yeah, buddy.
Yeah, I'd be fucking. You know, but sometimes you want to settle down.
Mm.
You want to find a nice hole to settle down with.
Yes.
You're fresh out of a relationship.
No, right? I'm not trying to settle down. I'm not trying to settle down.
Yes, but there are moments, I understand.
Sometimes, the fleeting, when after you spoam and the man wipes off and leaves and you're all alone.
He uncages.
Mess and filth.
Yeah.
He unlocks.
Yeah.
And you're all alone.
And you're all alone.
And you're all alone.
Yeah.
Being alone is hard.
Yeah.
That's when I blow a cloud.
You listeners know what I'm talking about. What?
That's when I blow a cloud, you know.
Oh, yeah.
That's when I break out the
tina. That's a perfect time to be blowing clouds.
Yep.
And you're all alone.
And you're all alone.
And no one knows where you are.
No one knows where you are. No.
You should go somewhere where they can't find you.
Yes. And blow clouds in a cavern.
Wait, that sounds like actually
under the highway.
Spiritual as fuck.
Yeah,
honestly.
Dude.
Yes.
If you took a little tina to like the Aurora Borealis.
Wow, is that the lights in the sky?
That's the lights in
Northern
the sky.
Lights, I'm at blowing some tina, looking at the Northern Lights.
Yo! Yeah.
We should do a field trip.
Oh, yeah.
Last Friday
to Aurora Borealis.
To the North Pole.
To the North Pole.
I would like to see those. I do feel like it would make me feel...
It's a modern marvel
the Earth.
Of the world.
It'd be nice to... it's so hard to find anywhere where you can see good stars.
Well, in this city?
Yeah, especially here, but even like outside.
You guys need to do sensory deprivation tank.
I did it one time, and it...
You did?
It was... It didn't... I think it was in my head too much. And water got in my eye, and it stung so bad, and I couldn't get into it.
Damn. How long were you in there?
I think I opted out early.
Wow.
I paid for an hour and I was like, I gotta get out. I don't know. It felt weird. I know it's supposed to feel like you're just floating in total
darkness.
I think
it takes time.
Yeah. I think I just was in my head. I also, I think I smoked maybe a doobie before
coming
in.
Oh, goodness.
My God.
I did.
Rick, I worry about you with those doobies. Well,
and it got me in my head, I think.
Yeah. You know what I would want to try instead of a sensory deprivation tank is $5,000.
$5,000?
I think I need more than a sensory
pocket.
Deprivation tank.
Oh, it's $5,000.
Yeah.
$5,000.
$625,000. $5,000. I want that too.
I thought of it first, so.
I want $6,000.
Oh, boys. Stop.
I want $7,000.
You know, what I want is a customer service experience.
Yeah.
You know, it's just a good firm hello at the door of whatever store I walk into. You know?
How are you?
Yeah. How the heck are you? Yeah, you know.
What kind of stuff do you like to buy?
Me? Oh, I'm here to look. I'm just here to walk. I'm walking around. Oh, honey. I can't afford this.
Whenever I leave, sometimes I'll say, like, I'll be right back to the person who works there.
Yeah.
And I hate myself when I do that. What? They don't give a fuck. And then when people would do it to me when I worked at, like, a coffee shop, I was like... Yeah. God, we're all so fucked.
Yeah. I don't care, brother.
I'll be right back.
Just do like, I'm so sorry. I'm not going to buy anything today.
Yeah, don't care. I'm on my phone, bitch. I don't care.
I don't know who you are, bitch.
Wow.
Stay, go, I don't care.
I don't give a fuck. That's how I feel.
I saw another small business that I used to work at, a coffee shop, has closed down officially. Rest in hell to Little Neck Outpost.
Oh my God. Yeah, I was just talking about that place.
Wow.
Little Neck Outpost. Brian used to work there.
Yeah.
Funniest name.
Yeah.
Most disgusting name.
Little Neck Outpost.
Little Neck Outpost.
Because there's another restaurant called like Little Neck something else. And then this was the
Outpost.
Shop.
It was literally the Outpost.
It was literally sort of the cafe concept for that.
That was in the main movie store.
Noah Baumbach movie.
Oh, what?
Little Noah Baumbach's Outpost. Hack.
What?
Hack.
What?
Nasty this episode.
Because of what?
Marriage Story and pretty much everything else I've ever done.
Oh.
Oh. I don't know.
Hack.
I honestly haven't seen... the only thing I've seen Barbie, of course, and
Boo.
White Noise.
I never saw White Noise.
Hated. I know you loved it.
I didn't love it. No,
or
no,
you
no.
liked it.
I thought it was... I didn't really... No, no, no. I
really?
Thought... You really hated that one scene where...
I hated the whole thing. I was like, this is... schlock.
Yeah.
So you agree. He's a hack.
He's a hack.
He's a hack.
But I loved Squid and the Whale. Changed my life.
That I do like Squid and the Whale.
And I love Greenberg. And Kramer. I love Born This Way or whatever it's called, where
Born
they wear the hats.
Way.
What's it called? When we were young.
No matter if you're Chinese or black or white
or
gay
beige,
or trans or beige.
Yes.
Baby, you were born this way.
And
no matter if you're a short king. I wish she said that.
Yeah.
You're for the short kings.
No matter if your crack is long or if it's really short, it doesn't matter either way because you were born this way.
Ooh, there ain't no other way.
It would be better if he... Okay, cut you off there. I'm sorry.
Yeah, no, what were you going to say there, Ian?
Yeah, what were you going to say?
Ooh, there ain't no other way. That was just born this way.
Yeah.
I wouldn't.
Yep.
You know, it'd be a lot nicer if we didn't even have these goddamn butt cracks to begin with, right? Less space to wipe.
I don't know what evolutionarily it's for.
Butt crack?
Producer
what
Nico?
Else?
For poo to wipe, to slide.
Just the hole?
Just the hole, yeah.
What
just
happens
the hole?
With the back and the
ooh,
legs?
I guess it has to stay moist and... Or else it would dry out
and dry
break
out.
Off.
Or rub against your jeans, too. You know, you want to
oh,
yeah.
God, imagine the
protection.
Hole.
Yeah.
But maybe at that point, the hole would be calloused
it
enough.
Would
so it's just
a
like
rough hole.
Just
yeah.
flat, and then there's just a hole?
It's
no,
to
not
make,
flat.
It's,
there should be the bump, you
it's
know.
It's for sex, I think.
It is for sex. The
it
butt
is
made
for
I think it's for hot dog.
Penetration.
Made for gay sex. Yeah, producer Nico adjusted.
Someone on Reddit said that it's for keeping flies out of your asshole because we don't have tails.
For real?
Whoa.
Is that real?
I don't know if that's true, but that's what someone said.
That's a part of the brain
I
food
like
corner.
That.
Actually.
Wow, brain food's back.
Brain
food.
Hey,
brain food's back.
And that's brain food.
That brain food's back.
It'd be cool to have a tail.
I would try it out.
Did you ever read Black Hole?
Yes, I love Black Hole.
Me too. I found it very horny. It's a comic book, graphic novel.
That was one when I was younger. In my head, I was like, when I grow up and I'm a you know successful filmmaker, I'm gonna adapt this.
Oh yeah.
A film.
Well, there's a girl with a tail in that, and it's
yes.
mad hot.
Mm-hmm, it is.
Have you read that?
That book is spooky.
You would like it.
Okay.
It's
there's
like
a sexually
novel.
Transmitted disease that makes people have like weird. Like this girl grows a
turns
tail, this
monsters.
Other guy gets like a mouth on his neck.
I have heard about this.
And then
black hole.
And then when the mouth on the neck was hot too. It's
it
like,
was. It was.
I was like, I want to make out with that thing and fuck it, finger fuck it,
tongue fuck it, even.
Butt fuck the mouth.
Yeah. I'm gonna butt fuck that mouth, bitch.
Butt fuck. Oh, butt fuck.
I think butt fucking is so funny. We were butt fucking.
Yeah. Yeah, we butt fucked.
Yeah.
I love butt fucking. I only do anal. There's always like an anal girl.
Yeah. Yeah, to avoid
your job
to, because she's saving her pussy.
Oh,
for her husband.
So she has poopy sex.
So she got poopy sex in the meantime.
I can still have poopy sex.
My master only allows me to have poopy sex.
Yes. My pussy is locked up in a cage,
but I can have poopy sex whenever I want.
Wide open for business.
Master keeps it
very messy.
Who wants to have poopy sex with me?
Only master.
Poopy fuck me.
I gotta wipe. I think I should wipe it by now. Oh. What was Rick's gonna be, I wonder?
Yeah. That was it.
Yeah.
That was nice. That was cute. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Y'all, so y'all talk dirty during sex or nah?
No.
I don't care.
No?
Not really.
Wow. I
say like, is it okay if I...
Yeah.
If I touch you there.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. That kind of thing.
Well, you don't want to get canceled.
Is that too hard? Is that too hard?
Too hard.
Too hard. Too what? Too humpy?
Yeah.
Am I getting
that kind of thing?
Am I getting too red? I'm sorry.
Oh, I'm sweating.
I'm going to sweat a lot while I do this.
Oh, yeah. God, and I'm turning red.
I'm red. I'm sweating and turning red for you. Look at how red I've become for you.
Oh, I'm going to finish. Oh, I think I'm going to finish. I'm finishing.
I really like finish.
I don't either.
Oh, I'm going to finish.
Oh, you want me to finish all of your face?
Where do you want me to finish?
I like saying, I'm going to complete.
I'm going to complete.
And then when you're done, you go,
intercourse.
Completed. Completed.
I completed
mission
on my belly.
Accomplished.
Ew!
What'd you say?
Before the podcast, before you guys came in,
completed.
I completed it all over my belly.
Oh,
yeah. Put my shirt right over it.
Did you wipe your completion off with a warm towelette?
No.
With still... a cold towelette?
Yeah. Ice cold.
A damp, cold.
From the freezer, hard. The freezer. It was a piece of ice.
Yep. Oh, wait, that's some broth that I was saving. Whoopsie. Some frozen broth. Now I've got salt and Chumley on my stomach.
Oh, God.
Oh, Christ.
Sounds... tasty to
Sounds
me.
Tasty to
It'd
me.
Be a shame if someone was hungry.
Be a shame if
somebody was hungry and they couldn't have the delicious snack.
Yes.
Or the family cat should come by and eat a meal, maybe.
Starving for savory business and completion.
Oh, yuck.
This podcast.
Gosh. Yuck.
This podcast is just god awful. I mean, my mom listens to every episode. And she has taken money out of my bank account.
Oh, gosh.
As punishment?
Yeah. Have you guys ever seen videos of those people who have the disease where they come uncontrollably, like, a bunch of times?
I've heard. I think you
like, out in public, before. They'll come.
Yeah. And it's, like, a horrible...
Yeah.
It's a horrible experience for them.
No, it's a horrible.
I've always found the videos very hot. But they're, like, it's about, like, despair. But then they show the people... who it happens to, like, their eyes are, like, rolling, like, they're talking, and then they're, like, like, they're coming.
Yeah.
I'm, like, that's
awesome.
Hot.
Yeah.
You can't show
that. I would
love
to do that.
I love watching people
And that's
come.
A disability. You can't get in trouble for that.
Yeah.
Well, one woman is, like, she's, like, I hate going to, like, pick up my son from school. Like, I just don't even want to be there because she's, like, I'm uncontrollably coming and there's kids
Oh, like, at a school.
There.
Yeah.
Like yeah, she seems depressed.
Be all bra.
I think it's hot.
Yeah.
You'd be all damn, bitch, you should lighten up because that's pretty hot.
I'm like, if you were my girl, you'd be coming and I'd be masturbating right next to you. All day. I'd be waiting for all your cooms.
Yeah.
Sounds ideal to me.
Maybe that's what's happening to Joe Biden. I mean, you know, some of these gaffes. I'm just kidding.
That he's coming?
He's coming.
He's completing.
You know. Yeah, he's developed a late in life completion syndrome.
I saw a headline. This is a real headline. News Corner.
Woo!
News headline music.
And we're going to break down this article like Chapo.
Chapo, we're the Dirtbag Left podcast. Move aside, Chapo Trap House.
Wait, it's all a funny story about the Chapo guys. Is one time we were at a celebrity birthday party.
Oh my gosh.
Edie and I.
Whoa.
And Nico was there as well. And
oh, yes.
And from Chapo, one of the Chapo guys, bleep that out. One of the Chapo guys was on stage and doing karaoke, and I was like, "Oh, Chapo!" To Edie, and Edie was like, "Oh, that's what he's from." Every time I see that guy, I go, "Who is that ugly fucking guy?" And I was laughing really loud because it was a really funny thing to say. And then I realized that right in front of us was another one of the guys. Oop. And he turned around and obviously heard it. Oop. And was looking at us.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't remember that.
Yeah, it was a pretty funny little moment. A little awkward Chapo. Awkward
gossip
Chapo
session. Yes. The next time they got together.
I can't listen to that podcast.
So, News Corner.
Wait, also, producer Nico did Marvin's Room with Brandon Mardell that night.
Wow. Yes.
That's for awesome. Karaoke, and that was awesome.
Yeah. How's that song go again?
It's
Marvin's Room.
Marvin's Room.
Yes.
In Marvin's room. It's his new pad, and in his room he's got a
Spum cover desk.
And a baseball.
Did you have more news?
News Corner.
Yes, News Corner.
Joe Biden said that the secret to his long-lasting and loving marriage is fucking.
Yes, he said this.
Hot
he
sex.
He did?
With Joe Biden. He told his staffers. He called a meeting. Say, come on in. What the secret to my marriage is that
he was naked.
Naked.
Like, I'm having a bout of dementia.
And this was on January
6th.
He
was standing up and shit was coming out of him. Healthy logs.
Yeah.
Let me tell you, Jack. he's rubbing himself.
He's humping the corner of the desk. But he's soft.
So soft.
Yeah. And it's very wet. You can tell he's been doing it for a while. It's kind of sticky with his spit because he's been drinking soda all day.
He's been drinking root beer since 8 a.m.
His hand kind of keeps sticking together.
His other hand's numb. Yeah. And he's shaking it, trying to get feeling.
Yeah. Well, yeah, there's a video going, Nico. Yay.
Nice.
Joe just Biden's protrusion salt. Does get rubbed quite frequently, apparently.
Mm. Yes, he puts a machine on it that his assistant controls.
Yeah. Like one of those love sense things.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Putting your anus in other people can control it.
Yeah.
I want one of those.
Oh, love I think sense it's a cool things? Idea.
Yeah. I want to do that at a party with my lover.
Wow.
Maybe
you control me. Oh.
Like me.
I don't need to see that.
I won't go to that party.
I got it in right now.
Oh, brother.
Why you
oh,
think
boy.
I'm smiling like a damn Cheshire cat over here?
Yeah, I wonder.
Because you were having a good time with your podcast co-host.
Nope. I've got a vibrational tool inside my hole.
A vibrating corn? I should have known.
Yeah. That would be nice if, we could do that to our congressmen and senators. That should be a right, is to have a love sense in all
they
of their asses.
They all are plugged all day, every day, and if we're upset with them, we can
or if we're happy
crank
with
it up.
Or
and when we know that they're voting on a law in the House, we can really crank it up and make sure they're feeling endorphin high.
Yes. Mess their vote up, they're writing down their vote, and they're like,
Or they're feeling so good, they say, you know what? This has been, like, crazy what we're doing.
Yeah.
Why don't we just go...
Let's do something good.
Let's do something good. Let's do healthcare.
And yes.
Let's make it so we've got less... taxes for the rich. More taxes for the rich.
Sorry. Wow.
Yes.
More taxes for the rest. Yes.
Very good.
And healthcare.
Practicing that point.
I'm eating this now.
I wish that...
So that's the secret to the government working in our favor is if we can just get them to come anally. Mm.
Yes,
while
and they're anish.
Yeah.
I almost paid for Will Blunderfield's OnlyFans the other day.
Wow, he's an OnlyFans. Well,
His yeah. only place, that's what he calls it. Only,
my only place.
My only place. my spicy place. Link in bio.
Well, he's been posting like more, like a video where he's literally coming.
Yeah. Well, he's been doing that for a while though, right?
No. Not like, he's literally.
I feel like every time you bring him up, you're like, he's literally coming.
No, he's peeing into a jar and then he drinks it. Yeah. This is like, his penis is off screen. I can't believe it's on Instagram. And he's literally going, it's pulsing. It's pulsing. It's pulsing. And he's like, oh. And he's like, breathe into it and breathe into that lusty feeling and make it platonic love. And like, he goes from like, he's like, oh my God, into like just regular talking. And he's like, that's how you steer away from lust and lusting over. But then the point is that when you're around a man, you don't want anything from them. Uh-huh. Like, you're not lusting for them. You actually are just fine with. He's so
coming
bizarre.
Together.
Yeah.
Because it's like he's anti-gay and gay at the same time.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's he's just figured out a system of how to come with men, but make it not gay, it seems like.
Yeah, but he's also okay with being into whatever. And he likes big hairy pussies as well.
He likes big hairy pussies.
Right.
He said that.
Yeah, on his OnlyFans, one of the videos was, I didn't get to see it, but the caption was like, I was lying on the beach and as soon as I thought of a big hairy pussy, I exploded.
That's awesome.
Sounds, yeah, you have
That's
any-
true.
Yeah, yeah, oh, I believed it. That's what made me almost want to buy a subscription. But it was like $13.99.
That's too much.
Mm-hmm. I'm like, $5.10, and then I'll cancel. But $13.99, bro, I'd rather be buying a slime from Slime Obsidian is what I'll say.
Right.
Who's with me?
Right.
Who's with me?
Right, you see, I've seen you posting about how you want one. Why don't you get one?
What is
I
it,
want
a slime?
Someone to buy it for me.
Slime?
Slime. It's like a slime. New thing.
Oh,
it's like a new like phenomenon that is taking over the internet and young people. Mostly young people love it. And if you have a young soul,
I'm
you're kind of into it.
I'm on the boomer cast right now. What the hell?
What is it?
It's literally slime.
It's, you know, the
that you just
slime
play,
you
with.
Play with.
But there's this one brand. It, the way it's branded is just.
Yeah.
It does something for me.
Yeah. It's definitely, yeah, they do the sexual sort of ASMR marketing.
Yeah. It's like. Blah, 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 blah.
Oh.
Butterfly fizz.
Peach milk.
How much is one of these going to run you, huh?
$13. $14.99.
Therapy sand.
That's
oh my
ideal.
God. I need one.
Duck bath pebbles. You know, I want to eat it, though. It looks kind of tasty.
And they have scents. Like, they all smell different.
Then you're really going to want to eat it.
All right. I feel like I've been talking way too much.
See a webo. No, I loved it.
Oh, she bad did
it. She a devil. She a bad little bitch. She a rebel. Ooh, she want a treble.
I know, intermediate, beginner.
Levels of slime.
Wow.
Maybe it's the like, hardness.
Oh, yeah, right? That's what I said.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But it makes, I literally, when I look at them, I'm like, well, I'd have to get a beginner one. Like, there's,
I'm a beginner,
there's
so.
Like expert ones that I want, but I'm like, well, not yet. I'd have to get beginner first, like a fucking idiot.
I'd get, yeah.
I'm an idiot. I'm literally an idiot.
Marketing right there because it makes you think like, well, I got to work my way up. I got
to
buy more.
They need to
ones.
Make a sampler because I can't choose one and I want all of them. I want to test them all out. But then I would never buy another one. You know, it's
right,
the whole
you just have your little
thing. They can't do a sampler.
Yeah.
Please, somebody make me stop talking about slime.
So now we're in the finance corner. Of course, we're going to make our business decisions.
Finance corner.
Money. I want to be a billionaire fucking bad.
Buy all of the things I never had.
Whoa. Yes.
Oh, what? My voice is too good? Yeah, that's what I fucking thought, yo.
I'm going to ball with the president, ducking on his delegates. Then I compliment him on his political etiquette.
Was that Mr. A to Z?
That was B.O.B. another letter fella.
Really?
From that song, from the Billionaires.
From the Billionaires?
Wow. I remember B.O.B.'s billionaire.
In that song.
Wow.
I play ball with the president, dunking on his delegates, then I compliment him on his political etiquette.
Oh!
Wow! No. I like that
That's
voice.
That's a bar, dude.
That's
then
awesome.
I compliment him on his political
That remind
etiquette.
Me of MVH.
Yeah, yeah.
I like that it. Smart rap.
Yeah, yeah. And I'm ball. Yeah, that's a lot of what Nico likes, is sort of San Francisco style.
Is it really?
Rap. Talking yeah.
About.
Really?
Not B.O.B.
It's not B.O.B.
Wow. Big old bitch.
I've never seen Hamilton.
Yeah.
But
what?
I have like the like I'm not a top of the Travis and I'm a top of the
house.
But I don't know any of the words. There's this video of JoJo Siwa
doing
it.
Hamilton.
It's
Fuck.
So intense and it gets stuck in my head. Yeah.
That's imagine if they were really doing that shit,
dude. Imagine
the chamber halls. That would be crazy.
Or if Eminem was in Hamilton. I think I have a little more controversy.
Yeah. It feels, wait, Chase and I were saying, because tonight I'm cleaning out my closet. That song is funny.
Wait. What comes
I'm sorry,
that?
Mama. I never meant to hurt you. I never meant to make you cry, but tonight I'm cleaning out my closet.
I'm cleaning out my closet.
Oh, fuck, I gotta clean this fucking closet. There's piss and shit in here. Smells like shit in here.
Am I think what was the last with the Eminem song? I'm not Jasmine, I'm Aladdin. And then he's got a rhyme in it where it's like, then I tie her up, piss twice on her, choke her, fucking murder her. Like it's really like out of nowhere. He's just like talking about torturing, and it was like whoa.
And there's something where he's like, I piss on you, and then now who's pissed off?
Yeah,
because you piss on you.
Yeah,
you piss that off.
Ha ha. Now you piss. I'm tired up. Now piss on you. Now you got piss on you.
I think he's had a few more songs since then. That was like 11 years ago.
Yeah.
I like the Miley Cyrus song, 4x4 and away we go. And I drive so fast, gonna piss on myself.
Gonna piss on myself. That gonna piss on myself.
It's crazy.
But you're so hot like a pit bull in the heat.
Hey, Miley's
God.
Cool.
With this little red dick and I'm steady sucking on my feet.
Because I love that song so much.
She,
just
I
when
love
you
that
really
era
think
of her.
About it. I'm driving so fast, I'm gonna
that
piss
I'm gonna
on
piss.
Myself.
And yeah. then I think of the piss, like, she's driving so it's fast spraying. That it's spraying everywhere. It's going behind her.
Yeah. It's
and
I
her hair was
that.
Short then. Yeah, like, yeah, she yeah. was like, I'm crazy. Yeah.
I want to experience that level of exhilaration.
Yes.
Her veneers look psycho.
I love Miley.
I love her. She looks like a fucking donkey, though.
Maybe she's
she
doing
looks
a,
like an ass.
Maybe she's doing a Hannah Montana sort of thing where half the time she's Miley Cyrus and half the time she's in the barnyard.
Yeah. Hunky dunky dunky.
Yeah, she's carrying around hay in the barnyard. Hee haw. Fucking donkey bitch! Hee haw! Hey, looks like Miley Cyrus is calling into the show. Hee haw!
Oh, it must be that half of the day where she's the donkey.
I need hay. That's what it sounds like. This has been the last Friday Night Podcast.
Yeah. It's been a wild ride.
Sorry, Nico. I touched the knobs.
Thank
it's been a wild
you.
Ride. What a great show.
What a great show.
This is,
yay.
All right. Yay. Anyway, we love the heck out of you.
We love you guys.
We just think you're so cute, and we're gonna get you. Yeah, we're gonna
and
get
we are going to tell you to subscribe to our Patreon.
Right. Yes.
That's right. We have a Patreon, and it's excellent. It's so good. It's high quality.
It's high quality
sort
stuff.
Of style. It's like it's shopping for a Rolls Royce every time you hop into the
Love
Patreon.
Love you.
Goodbye.
Bye, Squidward.
I'm Billy from Billy and Mandy. Do it.